It's the morning, it's 11 a.m., and it's Friday, April 25th, all day, so get used to it. You're listening to We've Got Issues. I'm Eric Hano with Tyler Edwards and Salima Varana, and you had better believe we've all got issues today. Let's start with the weather. It's overcast and 12 degrees right now, with a high today of 17, and rain expected later this evening. Look out for thundershowers on Saturday and a sunny 17 degrees on Sunday. So let's cut right to the chase. Tyler, do you have issues?
Oh, I've got issues, Eric.
Well, it sounds like he certainly has issues. Salima, what's your beef?
I definitely have issues, especially with pet peeves in fashion. These are faux pas I notice every day, and they make me cringe.
All right, well, she's got issues, Tyler's got issues, I've got issues. I'm sure you've got issues, too, but you know what? We're on the radio, and you're not, so deal with that.
You sound awfully cranky this morning, Eric. What's your beef?
Well, I'll tell you what my beef is. I'm sick and tired of constantly being in a state of panic about transportation. Seems at least once a week, I'm dealing with a crisis about how I'm supposed to navigate this massive maze of a city, and I'm developing an ulcer at the pace of gridlock. I think the city should have to compensate me for that. Am I right? I mean, gas prices are through the roof, the TTC keeps us in a constant strike readiness mode, and forget about trying to bike where I need to go. I feel like it's the Cold War, and I'm waiting for the transit bomb to drop on this city, crippling my life as I know it. Gas prices are expected to rise to $1.40 this summer and go as high as $2.25 by the year 2012. Now that's a slow and steady panic that my sense of pessimism has bought into, but my wallet definitely cannot afford. Okay, so maybe I'll take the bus. But you know what? I don't trust a word that the TCC tells me anymore. They've been warning me about this potential strike for how long now? And they're still debating whether the union will accept their contract or reject it. I can't deal with it. I'm a total stress case, and I feel like I'm a pawn in their sick game. I mean, please, just end it already. I get it. The city needs you. Is that what you want? You want me to grovel? Oh, mighty powerful transit union. I'm at your mercy. You know what? Let's just move on before I lose it.
Okay, Eric, you really need to just calm down. Well, take a deep breath and calm down.
You know what? I would like to be calm. I really would. But you know what else happened to me recently? I busted my bike tire on a pothole, and now the TTC owns me. Now gas companies own me. I'm just so, like, I don't even know what to say about it anymore. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I've got issues. Tyler, just go. I've got to chill out for a while.
Okay. Well, in case you didn't hear me earlier, yes, I have issues as well. But mine are sports issues. I'm interested in the NBA playoffs, which continued last night. And there was a little Game 3 magic in Toronto. A sea of red shirts filled the Air Canada Centre as the Raptors finally silenced their critics and erased the memory of two poor performances in Orlando this week. They defeated the Magic by a score of 108-94. The Raptors truly dominated Orlando for the first time this season, and now they've climbed back into their best-of-seven series down 2-1. On that note, I'd like to take a moment to support these Raptors, the city's most successful franchise in the last couple years. I think we should be rallying around this team because they're the closest we're going to get to a championship. Why cheer for the Leafs? Why cheer for the Blue Jays? We have an underdog team fighting for their playoff lives. Nothing's made me more happier than seeing Chris Bosh come back from a stunning loss in Game 2 on his final shot, and he was raising his hands to the crowd last night as the Raptors had a big win. It was also amazing to see Jamarial Moon in his first playoff starting performance. And he put lots of energy, and combined with the tricky play of TJ Ford at point guard, and 21 points added by Ford, that made it a big win for Toronto. I think people are overlooking the talent of Toronto's bench. I would take the Raptors' bench over Orlando's bench any day of the week. The backup point guard, Jose Calderon, is a prime example. He came off the bench adding 18 points. And now we have two point guards better than theirs, because Jameer Nelson was injured last night, and he's their starting point guard. So in my perspective, the Superman, Dwight Howard, we have your kryptonite, and it's the Toronto bench. Their team has one superstar, and we're a solid unit. If the Raptors can take Game 4 and Saturday in Toronto, I think we have the series. Now, Salima, what kind of issues do you have?
My issue is with fashion faux pas. Now, I was inspired to rant about this as the L Fashion Show is happening right now in Toronto at the Exhibition Place. And for those of you who have no clue about what to wear or how to wear it, you desperately need to check it out. Visit lshow.ca for details. Okay, so the first fashion paw I see so often, socks and sandals. Whoever thought they were acceptable? I've got news for you, Toronto. They are not. If you wish to wear sandals, please, no socks. Don't do it. It's as simple as that. Now, moving up to pants. Ladies and gentlemen, there is such a thing as wearing pants that are too tight. Are you forgetting to try them on in the store? Or do you buy a smaller size in hopes you'll lose weight? Reality check, wearing a smaller size only makes that muffin top more exposed. And I'm pretty sure you don't want that. Now, speaking of exposing too much, there's a clearly drawn line between classy and trashy. Being trashy is not a substitution for being good looking. Too much cleavage is not the way. Ladies, don't put it all out there. Leave something to the imagination. Am I right, guys?
I'm going to have to disagree with you there, Salima. I don't really think there can ever be too much cleavage.
I'll have to second that one.
Well, that's your own issue. Now back to Eric for the wrap.
All right, well, that's all the time we have this week on We've Got Issues. Stay tuned for more Centennial College Radio News in 15 minutes.